In a better world, men like me would not exist. There would be no need for someone to stand up and shout, "This must not go on. This injustice must end." Yet one madman's horrific actions changed our world forever. And in that unconceivable moment, we lost everything that we hold dear. Our dreams, our innocence, our humanity.
We are proud to go where many will not, to defend our values and freedom, to help others at home and abroad. We are trained to protect our country and make the world a safer place. We are Canadian Armed Forces. That's our job. And you? We're ready when you are.
Being a dinosaur is hard. I'm bigger than every kid in my class. I am bigger than my teachers, too. I am even bigger than the school bus. My desk does not fit. My gym clothes do not fit. And I am not very good at hide and seek. Because I am big, some people think I am scary. But they are wrong.
At the beginning of July, during a spell of exceptionally hot weather, a certain young man came down onto the street from the little room he rented from some tenants in S Lane, and slowly, almost hesitantly, set off towards K Bridge. He had succeeded in avoiding an encounter with his landlady on the stairs. His room was situated right under the roof of a tall five-story tenement, and sooner resembled a closet than a place of habitation. His landlady, from whom he rented this room with dinner and a maid, lived on the floor below in a separate apartment, and each time he wanted to go down onto the street, he had to pass his landlady's kitchen, the door of which was nearly always wide open onto the stairs.